As we say, welcome into Whitesboro Mayor Brenda Gilberti. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're I would have to say the youngest mayor I've ever had in here before, probably. So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, the Whitesboro's been in the news a lot lately, and you're going to have to kind of guide me with this because it's actually a little bit confusing. There's a push now to dissolve the village.
Correct.
Okay, so we're going to dissolve the village. First of all, how did this all come about?
I believe when I got elected in April, and we have like pretty much a brand new board, people got upset because the taxes got raised. Mm-hmm. Before that, there was money. There was a revenue anticipation note that was borrowed, and it kept growing and growing and growing.
I'm sorry, can you explain what is a revenue anticipation note?
Revenue anticipation note is like a short-term borrowing.
Okay.
If you have, say you need money, schools do it all the time, before your taxes come in, mm-hmm. You use it, and it's supposed to be paid back in the same year. What had happened was it kept going on getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it got to the point where it was $498,000. Mm. You can't function like that.
Sure.
If you borrow money, you have to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
The state comptroller was in doing an audit, and they said we had to pay it back.
Okay.
So I did arrange with the banks. We have paid successfully half of it off.
Okay.
So we're halfway there.
Okay. So back to the story.
Yes.
Okay.
So taxes went up 49%. Mm-hmm. Evidently, people got angry. So there's new legislation that only takes 10% of the registered voters that can basically dissolve a village.
Okay, and this apparently is a new law, and you told me that was drafted by Andrew Cuomo.
I believe it was drafted by Andrew Cuomo when he was Attorney General.
Okay, that says that it only takes 10% of a village's population to actually dissolve that village.
Correct, and it used to be 33 1/3%.
Okay, so it's much easier now.
Absolutely. Obviously. It just came into effect in March.
Okay, so let's talk about this. The actual process of dissolving a village. How does that work? Tell me what becomes of the village then? There is no longer a village, correct?
You just become part of the town.
Okay, you become part of the town. So then everything that was a function of the village, what does that become a function of?
Well, the town has to take over.
Okay.
So there would be no more local police department, highway department, and we're not unsure of what would happen to the fire department.
Okay, so the things that are functions of the village now are highway department, you say. What is the village responsible for right now?
The village is responsible for the whole police department,
okay,
the highway department, the fire department, all your street lighting, all your services, 99% of your services, the plowing, the green waste pickup.
Okay.
Everything.
So then if the village is dissolved, and I know we were just getting to that, what becomes of that then?
The town takes over the functions.
Okay, so somebody is going to pay for it. By dissolving the village, it's not like magically those things that the village was responsible for are magically going to be paid for.
No, you have a $2.4 million budget, and the town's just not going to take over those services and not charge people.
Okay, so if this is successful then are you going to lose a police force? I mean, what's going to happen?
Well, what happens is there has to be this new legislation makes you vote before there's a plan developed. Without the plan, you don't know if you're going to save any money. The town, then you vote on this, so you don't know what you're voting on.
Okay.
Okay. Then if it's voted yes to dissolve, you need to hire a consultant. You need to hire an attorney. Fees are $100,000.
And I guess you're talking big money, sure.
And you have to turn around, you have to sell your equipment, you have to make a plan, because people have to be protected somehow with police and mm-hmm. fire. And virtually, when you sell off your equipment, if there's any remaining debt, it still goes back exclusively to the village taxpayers.
Okay, so I guess in short form, this is going to be a nightmare.
An absolute nightmare, because then you make a plan with the town, and they can say, I'm going to take 3 employees, I'm going to take 7 employees, but in the end, they can take none. Any plan you make
mm-hmm.
is not binding.
Okay. So where does it stand now? There's a vote coming in January?
January 4th.
Okay, and this is a vote for the people of Whitesboro, the town of Whitesboro.
The village of Whitesboro.
The village of
Whitesboro. The town doesn't have a say in this.
Okay. Okay. So are you out politicking now to try to save the village?
I wouldn't say politicking, but I've sat down with the people that put mm-hmm. in the petitions. And with an open mind, and my gut says this is not in the best interest. We worked hard in the last 6 months to decrease our debt, and this is only going to increase our debt.
Were the people that came forward with the petition, were they politicians? Were they just normal folks that wanted to see a change?
Normal folks, business owners, but not business owners. One was a business owner in the village.
Mm-hmm.
I think people that have been angry with Whitesboro for some reason.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and have you talked to them and told them about all the, you know, how much this is going to cost if this happens? And what has the reaction been to that? Because it seems pretty clear cut to me that you just can't, you know, get rid of something and expect that it's going to take care of itself. You know?
The reaction was really kind of funny. It was like, we don't care because we think there's too much government. We want to take not just dissolve Whitesboro. We think everyone should be dissolved. So the plan, according to the people that I've talked to, is just to dissolve Whitesboro, then dissolve Yorkville, New York Mills, Oriskany, and then everyone will be the town. Then eventually, if that doesn't work, then they want to possibly dissolve the town into the county. And
Interesting stuff. And the vote is, you said, January 4th?
January 4th. That's a problem because there's a certain time frame from when they put in the petitions.
Mm-hmm.
And January 4th is an awful time for the elderly to get out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cold, it's icy, it's snowy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll just have to keep reminding them. And hopefully we can get them out to vote on that. Speaking of, can we talk a little bit about the election yesterday?
Sure.
As long as we got you here, you're a mayor. I think you're qualified to speak on it. Just give me your impressions. What did you think?
I think that the public is angry. The public wants a change.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does that feel from your perspective? Because the public is angry, but here's kind of the problem with politics. A lot of people don't understand that being a politician isn't your job is not to make people happy. It isn't, and without question, you're going to make a very big part of your constituency unhappy just by nature of the job.
Well, use this for example. When I got voted in, I got voted in over 2-1.
Hmm.
Okay, so that to me, that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
6 months later, they just want to get rid of me.
Well, you know, like I was saying earlier, careful what you wish for. And I'm not sure why you signed up for it, but I'm guessing it was because you didn't like the way things were being run.
Absolutely. You can't spend more money than you have.
Mm-hmm.
I thought some of the spending was reckless and it needed to stop.
Okay. All right. And so 6 months down the road, are you still loving what you're doing?
Absolutely. Because I think that my job is to stand up for the people. And as far as the elections, another quote, Rob Machel, he's one of our employees. He will be greatly missed, but I wish him the best of luck.
Rob is a stand-up guy, and like I was saying earlier before we went on, I really couldn't say that before the election because that kind of constitutes an endorsement. But Rob is a stand-up guy, and yeah, you are going to miss him a lot. So,
not only that, is a fellow mayor.
Yeah. So there you go. So he's got to give up a couple of jobs.
Absolutely.
Well, he can focus on one, though, so I guess that's a good thing. Brenda, can we get you in from time to time? Because we like to have one mayor a week, and we might not always have a real hot issue to talk about, but at the very least, we can just talk a little bit about what's going on in Whitesboro. And, of course, we want to continue to follow this.
I would love to come back.
All right, great. You did a good job with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And-